Well, now to the mass sackings at Virgin Australia. This lunchtime, 750 staff have found out they're set to lose their jobs because of a financial nosedive at the airline, partly caused by the US-China trade war. Virgin's new boss has announced a $349 million loss, a dramatic cutting of costs, and a restructure of the business. With the latest, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Pete, the sacking of 750 staff is a serious step for Virgin. Just how serious is the financial situation at the airline?
Well, Eleanor, about 750 Virgin staff in corporate and head office roles are paying the price for these turbulent times, and they'll be gone by the end of the year because of this $349 million loss. Now, this is around 7% of the Virgin workforce being made redundant, comprising around a third of corporate roles in a bid to shave $75 million from Virgin's wages bill. Now, Virgin has appointed a new chief financial officer to oversee the integration of the three big brands, Virgin Australia Airlines, Virgin Australian Regional Airlines, and Tiger Air Australia, into one single operation. There'll be a review of all routes on the network because of our soft demand, which looks like going negative or going backwards as people fly less. So this is the seventh straight year of losses, adding up to almost $2 billion, as Virgin faces a blowout in its fuel bill of $159 million, hurt by the lower Australian dollar. Virgin's newly appointed chief executive, Paul Scurrah, said, not surprisingly, the decisions about the sackings didn't go down well, but that he'd made tough but necessary decisions.
We have seen employee costs and the associated overheads increase. And this will involve a reduction of 750 corporate and head office roles. Decisions like this, which have a direct impact on our people's livelihoods, are never ever made lightly. And I'm acutely aware of the impact this will have and is having on our team. However, if we are to position the business for the future and continue to deliver for our customers, and if we're going to drive strong competition in the markets in which we operate, we need to make difficult but important decisions that are in the long-term interest of the group. In regards to network and capacity, we intend to further reduce flying across elements of our short-haul international and our domestic network to match our strategic positioning and the market conditions, as well as to maximise route profitability. This may involve potential withdrawals on certain markets which are uneconomical for us. However, we will be reviewing all routes in detail.
That's Virgin Chief Executive Paul Scurrah. So just briefly, Peter, what has this done to Virgin's share price?
Well, Eleanor, this seventh consecutive loss, even though it has been flagged, has investors quite worried, and Virgin shares plunged by 9% in late morning trade. So far, the stock has fallen 18% this year. This lunchtime sitting at a 10-year low of around 15 cents a share. Virgin is also reviewing its fleet, with no new aircraft scheduled to arrive until July 2022. And that began earlier this year when it deferred orders of those Boeing 737 MAX jets after two deadly incidents.
ABC's Peter Ryan, thank you.